The city council in Springfield, Massachusetts has voted to extend a moratorium on new pawn shops for an additional 3 years. City Councilor Tom Ash, chairman of the Public Safety Committee, asked the council to extend the moratorium on licensing new pawn shops and secondhand stores to June 30, 2019. Ash held several hearings across the city during the past 6 months and said he found not one person who was against extending the moratorium.
I haven't heard on any occasion any group saying that we could use more pawn shops.
The council gave first step approval Monday night to the ordinance extending the pawn shop moratorium for another 3 years. Final approval is expected at the June 27th council meeting. Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri said the 42 pawn shops and junk dealers currently licensed in the city is a manageable number for police to keep tabs on.
You have an item stolen. You want the police department to have a fair shot to make the rounds to all the secondhand junk dealers and pawn shops to make every effort to try and recover your property.
Barbieri urged the council to extend the moratorium on new pawn shops for 3 years. He said the MGM Casino, which is scheduled to open in September 2018, could be a magnet for pawn shop operators.
I think if you look at a lot of the other casino cities, generally around the casino, there are quite a few businessmen that are entrepreneurs that would like to open up used car lots and pawn shops because that's a quick way for people to get cash if they're in need of it, if they have a gambling addiction. And I think the city has to be pretty concerned about, you know, those people that are addicted. And I think we have to be very careful about the people that we grant licenses to make sure that, yeah, they're honest businessmen. That's the key. You know, it's okay to make money, but we want you to make money the above board way.
In addition to putting a temporary ban on new stores in 2014, the city council put tougher regulations on pawn shops and secondhand stores. Used goods must be held for 30 days before being put up for sale. The stores were required to replace handwritten logbooks of their inventory with a computerized record, including photographs of jewelry. After the new rules took effect, police conducted stings at several shops. As a result of the investigations, licenses for 3 pawn shops were revoked, and fines were levied against 5 more stores.
It seems as though the pawn shops are very cooperative, that we're getting a good level of cooperation. We haven't seen that level of basically shenanigans that we saw in the past. So we're happy with the ones that we currently have. And there's been, at this point, no indications at all that there's any unscrupulous pawn shop or secondhand junk dealers operating either as freely as they have in the past or operating at all in a manner that's not conducive to the residents of the city's well-being and security.
In a report to the City Council's Public Safety Committee earlier this year, Springfield Police detailed more than a dozen cases where jewelry, electronics, and other property stolen from residences throughout western Massachusetts were recovered from pawn shops. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.